8 past 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, News Talk 830 WCCO. I want to react to a couple things here. A lot to react to, either from a Brian O'Hara interview, from Ari's note on Stephen Bailey and supervised release, and has war just started in the Middle East? Has war just started in the Middle East? Let me go with Stephen Bailey first. It's the individual who is driving four times the legal limit. Four times the legal limit. Killed two at Park Tavern. Seriously injured others. And this morning in court, after posting $500,000 bail, that's what Ari said, he's granted supervised release at a sober center. My first instinct was the exact same thing as you. Anger? Uncertainty? Because my first default is, you did this, you had all those previous offenses, and you still get a supervised release. Now, the supervised release at a sober center. My first reaction, just as a human, is, you're bleeping kidding me. But then I want to know the consistency of the law on other cases, and then whether I agree with the consistency of the law. Another case, two people, one, she's working there, one, out with friends from Methodist Hospital, they're gone. Because this guy was at, what, 0.325, if I remember right?
Yes.
With multiple DUI issues in his past. And hits the gas pedal. And he's getting out. My first instinct, again, is, you're bleeping kidding me. My second instinct is, on a human level, what you just said. Man, I miss our guy, Joe Freeberg. Man, Joe was so good in stories like this. And people lose people every day. And Joe had a remarkable life. Lived every day to its fullest. Quality of his health may not have been the greatest at the end. But all of us were lucky to have Joe in our life for a day like this, where he would say, you're wrong, he absolutely should get out. Or what's the judge doing?
It's the beauty of him. I was trying to figure out a moment ago what he would say. And I don't know, because he was a defense attorney till the end.
Yep.
But there were absolutely cases he came on with us and said, nah, he's guilty.
That judge is an idiot.
Yes.
I've appeared in front of him, I will again. Doesn't know what he's doing. Sometimes I get a response, was that good enough? Yeah, that was good, Joe.
Oh, yeah, or you and I would get the off-air thoughts.
Yes.
Which were often a little bit stronger and a little more colorful than what he was able to give on air.
Yep. So, missing Joe, and for those families, I can't fault them for thinking, really? My fill-in-the-blank is gone, and this guy. And it's just happened recently. So we're all trying to consume and understand this. Then Brian O'Hara, who was excellent with Adam and Jordana today, podcastable. And talking about the 23 new members of the police department, which has been covered the last few days. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope more police departments all across this country continue to add quality individuals. If they represent all parts of society, fantastic. Makes it even better. But let's hire the best people. And among the individuals hired, a Somali American woman, and an individual, another female, who came to the USA from Mexico when she was 4 and has become a permanent resident. And I monitor Twitter a fair amount. Can't monitor everything. Doesn't shock me that the default to some people is, without knowing a damn shred of evidence, nothing, zero, zilch about either person, other than they're not white. DEI hire. What's wrong with them? Are they here illegally? What is bleeping wrong with you individuals? There is nothing absolutely unequivocally wrong with saying we've had a legal immigration problem for a long time. The Biden administration, the Biden-Harris administration was late to it. And they should have been more forceful and direct on it. Would have helped some Republican signing off some things. But when you're the president, you're the vice president, you own it. And they weren't good enough on it. Then when there was a proposal, which wouldn't have solved everything, but would have made more progress with the lead person involved, Senator Lankford from Oklahoma, who in a lot of surveys is ranked as the most Republican, excuse me, the most conservative senator in among all 100. Of course, Trump squashed it because he wants it as an issue to run on. Could have made progress. Wouldn't have solved it. But by the way, all the key aspects of immigration that the Democrats want, Dreamers, pass of citizenship, none of those were on it, but Trump wanted to run against and point out, sometimes accurately, because Biden-Harris weren't good enough on this, other times not accurately. He doesn't care about the truth. We know that. So because we have this foment of anger, some of it very legit, others just racist, others just hatred, that any time someone's hired doesn't look like their white self in the mirror, it's got to be a DEI hire. What is wrong with you people? Even Elon Musk, the head of X, retweeting near the fall of the Roman Empire. The Roman army also increasingly relied on non-citizens. They're citizens. We've had tens and tens of millions of citizens who've come to this country, and they've been productive. You can have a duality of conversation. It's not complicated, Dave. It just isn't. To say, what are we doing with strength and policy on illegal immigration, and applaud how essential immigration has been to this country, and applaud two women who are a part of the police department. And then let's see what happens. They might be the greatest officers ever. Maybe it turns out they're not up for the job. No one knows that. But immediately, let me go to my default hate, either flat-out racism or borderline racism.
It's no different than we saw a couple weeks ago. I mean, with the Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio.
Exactly.
Eating the dogs, eating the cats. Many of whom, as we've found out from folks who live in Springfield, Ohio, are there legally.
Yeah.
But they look different than
almost
us.
Almost all of them under the proposal. And you do not have to agree with the proposal, which happened under Biden-Harris. But it is legal. And also, a lot of things that were cited weren't in Ohio, wasn't a Haitian, and when the governor, the mayor, and the police chief were pushing back strongly, what will we hear? Oh, they're covering for it.
Yeah, well, that's what my people are telling me. You know, J.D. Vance. Well, I hear a lot of things from constituents, so I have to bring them to light.
Yeah,
instead of maybe looking into it just a touch.
Yeah, just stirring it up. You want to react to any of it? You can. 651-461-9226. I planned on discussing the vice presidential debate right away at the start. But we had those two stories, and now we have not Hezbollah reacting. We have those who fund Hezbollah, Iran, sending missiles to Israel. Iran launching a missile attack on Israel, Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, other locations. You have the Iron Dome, which has been discussed many times. This is in reaction to the force that Israel has responded to Hezbollah over the last few weeks, going back to the pagers and the phones and those explosions and the ground excursion and the killing of the main leader, the killing of other top leaders, and wondering when would Iran respond from previously, and would this be Hezbollah or Iran? But Iran is launching missiles all throughout Israel right now. What does this mean? And let's tie this to the VP debate. January 20th, is that right, 2025? We will have a new president. Unless something dramatically changes, and we've already witnessed that once, it will be either Donald Trump with J.D. Vance as the vice president, or Kamala Harris as the president, and Tim Walz as the VP. On foreign affairs, including the most incredibly difficult foreign affairs issue forever, trying to establish some level of middle peace in the Middle East. Who do you trust better? Who do you want in charge? Do you want Trump Vance, or do you want Harris Walz? All of those available to react to on the Stiles Financial.com talk and text lines. We'll go to a CBS update bottom of the hour to give you what is taking place. But Iran is launching a major missile attack throughout Israel, all happening in the last 45 minutes. React to any of these topics if you would like. 651-461-9226. What do we have for a music theme today, David Harrigan?
We have music all tied to roses for Pete.
We're going to talk with my friend Charlie Barker. I first met Charlie in the early to mid-90s, the early days of The Fan, and we stayed in touch. And among Charlie's jobs, when Pete Rose had a radio show, Charlie worked with Pete for 3 to 4 years. Knew each other very well. And Peter Edward Rose, the all-time hits leader, games played leader, and controversial because gambling, how would he react to it? Eventually admitting that, yes, he did gamble, but never on the Reds. But how did he set up games, leading up to which games he was betting on, which games he wasn't betting on. So Pete Rose, controversial figure, passing away yesterday. Charlie's with us at 1:05. Ask Adam in a few minutes. Jamie Yuccas, 1:35. Paul Gazelka, the former Senate Majority Leader, has a book out on Tim Walz. Not a fan of Tim Walz. Paul Gazelka on Tim Walz in the debate at 2:05. And Chris Maddow, a well-known defense attorney, heard our conversation with Kevin Burke yesterday regarding Hennepin County Attorney's Office, Mary Moriarty, and what they're looking for regarding police misconduct. Maddow heard the Burke conversation, wanted to chime in himself. Let's get to a number of your texts. Let's see. No way that guy should be out of jail. We're talking about Bailey. Awful. Can he get sober in jail? Chad, I'm not a big fan of Moriarty. Did she have anything to do with this release? Dave in Plymouth. This would be the judge making this decision. Sure, there are DRs hires, just as there are white hires, which means the person doing the hiring saw a white person hire them because he or she wanted a white person, but a lot of white people don't think they were hired because they're white. How many of these hateful dopes do we think could pass even a day at the police academy? I'm reacting to Brian O'Hara, the police chief, who's calling out the filth, and that's what it should be called, that was immediately directed towards two female new police officers. Funny, on this show, we applaud new police officers. What a crock when will point out when the small number of police officers involved in issues. And then it's, oh, you're a police hater. No, I'm just trying to be specific. So now we're applauding the new police officers, and you can only imagine the hate that's coming at me. I'm being called the hater when I'm calling out those who are offering up these disgusting comments about two women, and none of it's true. Zero. Did anybody investigate it? And they just put it on a tweet, or they saw somebody else retweeted. But I'm one of the issues. You're one of the issues also. You're a hater.
Not me.
Let's see. When you hear the comments from people who question the hierarchy, it shows they do not want to solve the problem. They're firmly in their silo. Over under, how badly is Walls going to get his clock cleaned tonight? Moderated debate with Tim Walls before. He's going to stay in his lane, to quote Dave Harrigan. He did get rattled a little bit with Blois at FarmFest in 2022.
When Blois took the tumble?
No. Blois took the tumble with me in 18.
Okay.
Blois was on with CNN. I'm a little disappointed. I was going to text him, but I thought I wouldn't. He was talking about, he didn't mention that he fell off the stage, and I had asked three extra questions while he was recovering. And then the thing got so serious, he almost lost his leg because he just took normal care and didn't realize it was so bad. I mean, I can still see. Walls is next to me. Jeff Johnson's across the stage. There's Blois. Then Blois goes, bye-bye. He disappeared. I mean, we could chuckle now, but it was like,
that's good.
Is this really happening? I heard Adam, and Adam's going to be here in a moment, and we'll be on after the debate. The debate, after the debate, after dark, starting around 9:30. I think it's going to be feisty. I think J.D. Vance is going after Tim Walz. He's going to go after him on trips to China. He's going to go after him on why did you say IVF? He's going to go after him on his military service. He's going to go after him on gender affirming. He's going to go after him on George Floyd. I'll be curious, because I think the default for Wall is going to be jolly, happy, above it all. But I think Vance is going to be the attack guy tonight. Chad, come on. You can't look at this as nothing but posturing towards the largest Somalian community in America. Are you really believe she's the best applicant for the job? See, that person has no idea. That person absolutely, positively, unequivocally has no bleeping idea. And I'm not saying I have the test in front of me either. I'm not. But O'Hara, who's one of the straightest shooters I've ever interviewed, hired her. He knows what he needs. And so the default to be she's not up to it, to me, is lazy. Here's CBS on Israel.